Sue, you've been having your annual meeting here in Orange Beach. Just talk about it. What does this meeting actually involve?
Well, it involves the supervisors all over the state coming, and the district administrative coordinators come. We have partnerships with NRCS and other partnerships that come, and we all meet together. And we pretty much, the meeting is set up for our supervisors to have some training also. We have like six different outreach programs, you know, like district outlook, and then we have the forestry, wildlife, and urban, just some different things that the supervisors can have more training on if they want to, you know, go to those meetings and so forth. But this morning we had a presentation from Tom Christensen. He is from Washington, D.C., and, you know, he gave us an update on all the farm bill and all that, and then Dr. Puckett gave us a little update on soil health, and, you know, that goes along with our theme, healthy soils grow healthy lives.
I've realized you all work very closely with NRCS, don't you?
Yes, we do. We they're just wonderful partnerships. They really are.
Now, and how does that partnership work? In cost sharing and actually putting programs on the ground, or a little bit of both?
A little bit of both, because there was a question asking there this morning about the cost share money. The state of Alabama doesn't actually have a cost share program, but there's money coming from NRCS that are designated for other new types of programs that are under the new farm bill that, you know, covers that. The cost share money actually is where the farmer wants to come and get assistance on strip till and stuff like that, you know, but we don't have any funds for that, but we're working on doing that and everything. But he told us how the money was kind of designated down, and, you know, by the end of it, we don't get as much as we want to,
sure,
as usual. So.
Sure. Well, for those landowners in the state that maybe have never worked with their local conservation district, well, I guess really my question would be, what do they need to do and who do they need to contact to learn more about it?
They need to go to their local office. We're trying to really push, have an emphasis on outreach. The district administrative coordinators, which are called DACs, they're the ladies in the office that man the phones. They have a lot of this information, and we have DCs that work in the offices and soil technicians, but, you know, we just really need to get out and publicize what we're all about, because, you know, without food, you know, the country's going to be in trouble. And we're just trying to make innovative new ways to save production costs for the farmers and so forth like that. And under this new soil health, that is some of the training that's going to be done on that. You know, not disturbing the soil, not putting as much chemicals on it, and, you know, doing things in a different way.